back again. Here we are, not just we being Dr. Ken Kronhaus and me, your lovable and humble co-host here, Dr. Doug Stefan, practicing without a license. Ken's got licenses coming out his ears. He's got enough for both of us. So I figure I'd borrow his, you know, how you lease trucks and stuff. I think I'll lease your medical license for a while. How's that, Ken? Next couple of hours.
Let's spread it around.
Spread it around.
I don't think the state will like it. But
Listen, you know what I mean? The state. What do I care about the state? It's just a little less an inconvenience. Nothing else. I actually think that I'm pretty prepared. I think I have knowledge enough to be dangerous, as some people would say, because I am a student of this. Certainly, I haven't gone through. You have about, 11 years of education? So a little longer than mine. How many years did you spend various schools?
I was in college for 4 years, medical school for 4 years. I did research for 3 years. I was a medical intern and resident for three, and then a cardiology fellow for another several. Yeah. Add it all up.
No, that's what I said. About 11 years. You can stretch it maybe a lot of years anyway. And so it has benefited lots of people over the years who have come to see you at Lake Cardiology.
I was 35 till I had my first real job.
Really? 35, what, living off of the fruit of the lambs here? Or how did that's a good question. Before we get into the medical issues of the week, how do most men and women going through medical school pay for it these days? So what does it cost to go through to get the education that you got? Somebody paid how much money?
It depends. A year of medical school, gosh, it's unbelievable. Depending on where you are, depending on all the other things, it can be $50,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 a year. It's unbelievable. I don't know how.
So that's $1 million with the amount of time you spend.
I don't know how the folks do it, but there are a lot of ways to borrow money. Unfortunately, most people coming out of medical school today have several hundred thousand dollars, probably at least $200,000 and more of debt. And, you know, to those who come into our office and see the bills, you know, they think it looks real easy. But I came out of medical school in debt with a negative self-worth. Mm-hmm. And people have been doing it. But today the numbers are staggering. And that's why when we start seeing the reimbursements go down, the bills go up, you get into this squeeze, and I'm not asking for any sympathy, but today students coming out of medical school, you know, unless they have a silver spoon, and few do, they come in with a huge debt to start.
Yeah.
And you hope that in the years to come you can pay it back, and there are still people willing to loan a lot of money to medical students to get through. And so what you do is what all of us have done, you take on, when I was in training as a student doctor in San Francisco, they told me even before I came out there when I was going to train in cardiology that we don't pay you enough to live. You're going to have to moonlight. So it was expected that Monday through sometimes Saturday and Sunday, a few times a month, I'd be training in cardiology. But the other weekends, I'd be working as either an emergency room doctor part-time or as an urgent care center doctor part-time, filling in for the regulars either in the evenings or on the weekends. And this was just part of the routine. I needed two salaries to live because, you know, I was in San Francisco from 85, 86, and 87, and I was probably making, I don't want to plead poverty, but I was making, my main job paid me less than $2,000 a month, probably about $1,500. So to live in San Francisco in the 1980s on about $20,000 to $25,000 a month was pretty challenging, but it made you very cautious, and you had to work a second job. So we were all working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And I guess, you know, when we then hear people who are healthy complain, that's why doctors start rolling their eyes a little bit and they're a little insensitive because they made it through. Certainly, if you're not well, if you're not healthy, we need to help you as much as we can. But for those able, well-being 20 and 30-year-olds, you know, that's why doctors, I guess, are not so sensitive to that.
And then when you set up practice, how much more does it cost? When you set up your own, if you are having your own clinic, you have come out of college, you're in debt hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, and you set up on your own your facility, as you did there to be a cardiologist, a specialist, how much more money does it cost you as you open your front door?
Staggering amounts. And I did what, unfortunately, not enough are able, willing to do, because they get into staggering debts. The system of academia, unfortunately, discourages one to go out on their own. I think if I may say, it's a threat to the establishment. And newer and newer physicians are being discouraged, unfortunately, to go out on their own. I wish they would have that feeling that doctors traditionally in America for decades did prior to the past 20 years. And you know, the system of academia discourages it. You know, we want control. We want one big system. And if everybody's out on their own, you know it in your field, you know, they want, if you have one big farm, the government can control it. But, you know, you certainly, as independent as you are, if you were a physician, I'm sure that you'd be opening up your own practice the moment you could finish, Doug.
I already have my own practice. It's right here and right now. 888-553-7536. I wanted you to know a lot of Dr. Ken's background, so I invited him to give you that. If you're a blogger, you can ask him more
questions.
I'd
like to encourage those who are getting out. You know, don't believe the propaganda that it's impossible. Because I certainly heard it when I finished. It's impossible to start your own practice. You can't do it. You can't do it. And, you know, I'm 30 years afterwards, and it can be done. Even in today's world, it's hard. It's harder today, but it wasn't easy in the 1980s when I did it. And it can be done if you want to do it.
The old, what is that old faff? The harder it is, the more worthwhile it is. Nothing good comes easily, those sorts of things. I've learned that in my life. I bet many of you have as well. And so maybe that's the thing. We have so many people, that's part of what the Occupy movement is, so many people who expect something to come their way easily. It's not.
But I was told in 1987, there's no way anybody can ever open up their own practice anymore. You'll starve. Yeah. You're making a big mistake. You know, go join a big institution or you will starve. I was told that by several of my mentors and from academia in 1987, and bless their hearts, they knew their medicine, but, you know, what they told me about the real world, it was just 180 degrees opposite.
Yeah. Well, so that's what happens a lot in life, and that's why you have to be open-minded to all kinds of things, including how to take care of yourself medically. Dr. Ken is here to take your questions, your concerns, your calls. Are invited at 888, that's 888-553-7536. If you're new to this program, we have 2 hours open lines. People are calling now. People will call and they'll get jammed up at the end because they won't be able to get in. So if you are listening now and you got a question, 888-55-DRKEN. We'll go through the front page news, the good news from the world of medicine, alternative things, lifestyle information, drug alerts, the contents of Dr. Ken's email newsletter that comes to you.
Head-to-toe medicine.
What do we have this week in the e-newsletter?
We moved away from the guys. We've been on the last 2 weeks. We want to give equal time. The whole newsletter this week is the latest medical news about breast cancer, prevention, detection, treatment, cutting edge in medical news in the last 6 months in the medical literature. Easy to understand. You can't miss this information.
And to lead that off from the news section, studying this sort of thing, the annual meeting of the Radiological Society supports mammograms starting at what age, Ken? What's that news?
At age 40. This has been such a controversy as the government has gotten in the way of all of this. And, you know, that's where the money is the prime number one concern, you know, cost effectiveness. You know, we can't worry about everybody because it's too expensive. And there's another very big study looking at the controversy of when do you start mammograms. And I discussed that in the newsletter. The newest information after the government body said you should wait till 50. And now there's another study, a big study announced this week at the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America in Chicago. And this study says we should start at age 40.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to your calls in a matter of moments. 888-553-7536. Stories about arsenic and juice. What is there that you ought to believe? Last week at this time, we were talking about Dr. Conrad Murray. We thought it was all over. Not quite so fast. And an idea for the holidays in a matter of moments. What you can do that may be very unique that involves medicine. All right. So there are all kinds of ideas. The world is full of ideas. This is an idea marketplace. Please join us. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert of the Good Day program at 888-553-7536.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Kenneth Stead, 2nd Infantry Division.
I don't know what has caused this, but this hat, you wear this hat and you'd be out there walking the streets and some people will come up to you and say, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been told this, I don't know how many times just since I've been here. And we were eating in a restaurant yesterday, and people got up from their table as they were leaving, come over, we thanked us for our service. I've never seen that before. I don't know, again, if it's because of the Afghan war or what's going on, you know, in the world today. It's nice. It's a nice feeling having come up there and tell you that.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
888-553-7536, where we start taking your calls here. Email also, by the way, you can send email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. We have always a lot of stuff coming in our direction. That way, people that can't get through and they want to ask a question, help yourself. Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, was sentenced to 4 years in the slammer. He's filed a notice of appeal in Los Angeles. The doctor is, I guess he thinks he was wronged. Ken, how does this set with you, other doctors, and does he have a chance? Well, you're not a lawyer, but you can play one on the radio just like I play a doctor. This guy, he's got lots of chutzpah. I'll give you, how do you pronounce chutzpah?
Well, Doug, you know, sometimes when I'm not sure, I don't tell you. I say, let's do some research. And yeah. And other times when it's so clear, I'll get right to the point. And here is one of those times where you get right to the point. When you asked me about this originally, when this became aware to all of us, I told you that this behavior was so far from the norm that it was so clear to me that he was in so much trouble and he would not be practicing ever again. It would be like with you on your cow farm, if I said to you, asked me, you know, Ken, I want to have my gallbladder removed in my barn.
Yeah.
And I would say, fine, let's do it, but we can't.
All right. 21 after on Good Day Weekend.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The callers commence with Greg, who is in Remsden, New York. Greg, you're listening to Dr. Ken, both on the radio and in your phone. Hopefully your radio is not up so that we can get to the point. What's your question for Dr. Ken?
Is my question is, thank you for taking my call, and my question is, when I take my blood pressure, the pressure in my right arm is always way higher than the one in my left.
Give me some numbers.
Like the left would be maybe 120 over 80, the right might be 150 over 95.
Okay.
And that's fairly common if it's a little higher or a little lower. You know, either one, they go together like that.
And is that a measurement that's obtained by a breathing human with their own ears?
Well, that would be me with a regular setup, not an electronic setup. You know, like with a stethoscope and...
You're doing it to yourself with a stethoscope. Well,
yeah, stethoscope type blood pressure testing machine.
Greg, the problem is that, and they're coming out in the future. The home monitors are usually not designed to test either arm. Usually, it's just the left arm. And what I would do is I would confirm this with a nurse or physician or a medical assistant who can actually do it in the office with you relaxing for about 15 minutes and confirm what you're finding at home.
They have confirmed that.
Oh, okay. Then it's more than just the machine, because machines are great, but for
every time. Yeah.
But for differentiating left and right, the machines are coming out where you have two cuffs for both arms, but they're not approved yet by Doug's favorite organization. And
which reading would I want to accept?
Well, that's a good question. This sounds to me like what's called subclavian steel syndrome. STEAL, subclavian steel syndrome, or subclavian steel phenomenon. And it's due to blockage in a vessel that supplies the blood flow as it comes off the heart, the subclavian, or the vertebral artery, which goes up towards the brain. And you get reversal of flow, and one side is supporting blood flow to the other. It's often due to the artery that comes off the heart, the big aorta in the chest, and as it goes out to the arms, the subclavian arteries. And when it gets concerning is when there's other symptoms of this subclavian steel syndrome, which is due to blockage in the circulation in the chest. You can feel like a sensation that you're about to faint, or you can actually faint. Sometimes you get problems with the brain, like severe memory problems, or the brain just doesn't work properly. You do get these blood pressure differentials between the arms. That's very classic. Sometimes you get the hands that show signs of circulation problems, such as you can have blotchy patches of red and white. Have you seen any of this?
No, not really. And I that might lead to my other question. I had a calcium score, which you're talking about blockages. How often should I get that done?
Well, a calcium score,
blockages.
Greg, a calcium score looks at circulation blockages in the brain. Excuse me, in the heart.
Oh, okay.
So that tells you if there's hard plaque in the wall of the circulation to the heart. This is totally different. This is in the circulation after it leaves the heart, but often if you have it in one place, you have it in another. What you want to do is get a Doppler ultrasound of the neck. Sometimes we follow that up with a CT angiogram or an invasive angiogram to see how things are going. But I would talk to your doctor and ask them how come they haven't at least gotten you a carotid ultrasound. And here you can see
one
the reversal.
I think he's following your line of thought. I had one in the neck, the ultrasound.
You just haven't had the results yet?
No, I had the results. They were normal.
There's no flow.
What does that mean, normal? What is the blockage?
I can't really remember the exact details.
What you want to ask,
blockages.
We're coming up on the clock here, but
yeah.
What you want to ask them is whether there was normal forward flow in the vertebral arteries.
Normal? Okay. I got that. Thank you very much, doctor.
Take care.
That was a good call. Very instructive. See, that's the best kind of a call because there's a lot of information. He kind of knows where he is. He gets that he isn't quite satisfied with the info that he's been getting, wants clarification. Ken's brilliant at that. Cardiology is his specialty, but he knows your body from head to toe. So if you have a good question like that, put your thoughts together and help yourself to 888-553-7536. For those of you who are worried about drinking apple juice or grape juice, I drink a whole lot of apple juice. I drink a lot of apple cider and a lot of grape juice. So what's the story with this arsenic in the, is there arsenic? Isn't there? Is this report legit, Ken?
Well, this is a report that we have to acknowledge because the FDA tried to reassure us back in September that the report about arsenic in apple juice was not of any concern because the FDA told us that there's organic arsenic and inorganic arsenic. Organic is safe, and they were saying that the inorganic, the one that causes harm, was not the issue in the apple juice. Well, Consumer Report went about looking at this themselves, and they are showing in several of the popular brands in the apple and the grape juice concerning levels of the inorganic. So infants, the ill, the very elderly may want to watch it.
I want to talk about this in a few minutes.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Las Vegas. now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Another visit from Dr. Ken. He does make house calls. If you have a phone in your house, phone in your car, phone wherever you are, and you have questions about medical issues that you may have or someone in your family may have, someone close to you, or you've seen something you have a question about, it may or may not apply to you. You don't know, you ask. The only dumb question is the one that has not been asked. So you ask away at 888-553-7536. And not to confuse you, but if you're interested after you listen to Dr. Ken, a lot of people say, you know what, I want to have him give me more than a once-over. Go down to his, it's a nice trip down to Orlando, call him at 800-LAKE-CARDIO, and speak to somebody there about maybe a consultation in his office. It's a good, this is a great time of year to go down and do that. I'll have my trip and have my consultation at some point in time, and you should do that too. Meanwhile, the consult line is available, 888-55, Dr. Ken. Jeremy is in Jackson, Tennessee. And Jeremy, you're on now for your question time with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hey, I want to appreciate you for taking my call. I was just on my way into work this morning and heard your show actually for the first time. I wanted to ask a quick question. I'm 28 years old. I've got 2 small children, and I normally wouldn't complain about this except for it keeps me from playing with them on the floor. If I crawl on the floor and put any pressure on my knees, mainly right below the kneecap, I get a sharp pain that shoots up my leg back up into my back, and I absolutely cannot stay on my knees. I've had shoulder surgeries and stuff like that, so I have had full body MRIs, x-rays. Nobody can find anything, but I mean, I can reproduce it instantly. All I have to do is put pressure on my kneecaps.
Were you a runner?
No, I was not a runner. I played basketball in high school and college.
Well, that'll
Same thing.
And that'll certainly raise my suspicion. And, Jeremy, you've had an MRI? Because often an X-ray won't show anything even when there might be something there.
Yeah, I've had several MRIs, actually, and I've had a recent MRI on my knees because despite the fact that I already had this problem, I recently had a fall about 20 feet off of a ladder. And had my knees x-rayed just to make sure everything was okay because I had some abrasions around the kneecaps and shin bones. But, you know, nobody can find anything on MRI. I actually work for a medical facility as a network administrator, and, you know, I've had several doctors curious to try to figure out what it was. I mean, you know, if I was standing up right now and I were to kneel down on my knees, I would get an intense pain that shoots all the way up my leg into my back. If I stand up, I'm fine.
So there's no torn meniscus, there's no ACL injury, no bursitis, no tendonitis. All of these things have been looked at. Sometimes there can be a mechanical problem that's hard to diagnose, like you can have a loose body or a knee locking, dislocated kneecap. Any of these things come into play? They've all been looked at?
Not that I've found. You know, I've been to quite a few good orthopedic surgeons, especially the one that's replaced all of my shoulders, and, you know, he's looked at it and said, man, I can't find anything.
Well, give me a second, because you'd be amazed today how specialized the orthopedic doctors are, and some of them deal on the shoulders all the time. You need to see a knee specialist. Did they do some blood tests? Hopefully this isn't rheumatoid arthritis, gout, pseudo-gout, or there's an infection in there, what we call septic arthritis. There's a lot of other things. Osgood-Schlatter disease can do this. And you need, there's a long list of reasons why you get knee pain. And you need to see a knee specialist. I would look around, you know, the most competent, experienced orthopedic doctors around, even if you have to go to a university center, you're in 10, even if you have to go over to Nashville, to Vanderbilt.
The last MRI I had was at Vanderbilt.
And did you ask for the knee specialist in the orthopedic section at Vanderbilt University?
No.
Okay.
Didn't ask for a specialist.
That's what I would do, and if you gave me about 5 minutes after the show, I could find it for you, I'm sure. You sound like a clever guy. I bet with a little bit of legwork, you could find the leading expert at Vanderbilt University in the orthopedic section on the knee, and I'm sure they'll give you an answer.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Take care. Let me know, Jeremy.
Another good call. Good questions. 888-553-7536. James, listening in Hartford, Michigan. Yes, sir. How may we be of service to you?
Yes, good morning. I'm concerned about these bright red spots I've been seeing appearing pretty much all over my body, from head to toe in various places. They kind of vary in size. They're very small, but they're very bright and red in color. They vary in size from roughly a millimeter or maybe a half a millimeter to, I have a couple that are about 3 millimeters in size and diameter.
Yeah, it's always a challenge for me without seeing these. What kinds of tests have you had done already? Have you had a dermatologist look at this? Have any of this been biopsied? Have you been through any studies already?
Well, no, I haven't really been concerned about them until I've started seeing a couple appear on my head and on my face. A friend of mine mentioned a while back that it may be due to a toxic condition. I may need like a cleanse.
Well, I there's something called a cherry angioma. There are a lot of causes for red spots on the skin. One that's fairly common, especially on the chest, abdomen, sometimes on the face, is something called a cherry angioma. They can run in families. Does anyone else have them?
I have spoken to other family members. They may have one or two, but not to the extent that I have them.
And these are usually nothing more than just, you know, cosmetic issues. The dermatologist will laser these things off. How long have you been having it? Has this been going on for a long time?
Well, I first noticed them back in, I would say, 96, 97.
Okay. Well, James, that is very reassuring to me. If it's been going on for that long, it's unlikely that this is something that's deadly or it would have gotten you by now.
Okay.
I bet that this is, you know, probably these cherry angiomas. And for peace of mind, but the fact that it's been going on this long is very reassuring that it's not a life-threatening issue. It sounds to me like it's most likely a cosmetic, you know, it's not an infection, it's not a serious blood clot issue, you know, it's just not a horrible inflammatory illness. Go get an appointment with your local dermatologist. Let he or she take a look at this and just give you some reassurance. And hopefully this is nothing more than a cosmetic problem.
Okay.
All right, there's another good call, another good answer for a good question I'd like to use, sir. 888-553-7536. Let's talk about this. Let's get back to the arsenic in the juice, the study that has prompted the conversation. If you're just joining us, Dr. Ken was discussing the Consumer Reports study that suggests there is organic and inorganic arsenic in apple juice, grape juice, that sort of thing. And as usual, the FDA has botched this up or covered it up or whatever it is that they do so wonderfully well there to screw things up. And therefore, you're confused, many of you. And before I'm going to ask Dr. Ken to respond to what my read on this is, as a farmer, all my life I've been around animals, I've been around produce, I've been around things that grow, and ways that people who are in this business use to protect the fruit as it grows. The thing about apples especially is that the seeds of an apple have natural or arsenic in them. I don't know if you knew that or not, Ken.
Yes, organic arsenic.
Organic arsenic, which may or may not be good for you in terms of building up. If you eat a lot of those seeds, probably not going to do you any good. There are a lot of warnings for pets, for example. My dog eats apple, and I will not let the dog eat the core. Any of those seeds, not good. Now, in terms of the inorganic arsenic, the apples, the grapes, most produce, pears, anything that grows outside and out above the ground is subject to be sprayed, especially things like fruits. They are sprayed with an inorganic product that may include arsenic, because arsenic kills the bugs that would affect how the fruit looks, not necessarily how it tastes or whether it's good for you or not. But that spray, there's a film that often, if you go, there are a lot of orchards that offer in the fall the opportunity for you to go pick your own. And when you go pick your own, you will see on the apple something you don't see for the most part when you go to the store or you go to a place where they have picked them for you and they wash them. You'll see this film. And that film often will include, not be wholly arsenic, but there will be arsenic in it as a way of keeping bugs and things from getting into the fruit. So there's the arsenic that's inorganic. The organic is in the apple. I do not know about grape seeds, frankly, whether there's arsenic in them or not. Ken, do you know? Because I eat grape seeds. We have grape nuts and things like that, and cereal. So I'm guessing you don't see apple nuts. I'm thinking they have arsenic in them, and grape seeds do not.
Well, they have some organic arsenic, and that's the key here. When you think about arsenic, Doug, there's organic, which is not to be of concern, but right, there's the inorganic arsenic, and this can really cause some serious problems. It can cause bladder, lung, and skin
cancer. Yeah, it's bad stuff.
And it can also increase the risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
And also, some reports have shown that this exposure to the inorganic arsenic can affect brain development in children. Yeah. This became controversial last fall, around September, when there was a report that there was some arsenic in some apple juice. So the FDA reassured everybody, you're saying right now, it's just the organic arsenic. Don't worry about it. It's the inorganic arsenic that's harmful. But Consumer Reports did its own study, and they found that many apple and grape juice samples are tainted with the bad inorganic arsenic. What they did was they took chemical elements and found that levels exceeded federal drinking water standards, Doug, in 10% of the 88 juice samples that they tested. They took samples from the five leading brands of juice sold in bottles, boxes, or cans of concentrate.
All right, so you have just hit the nail on the head, whether you know it or not. The key phrase in there, the five leading brands, i.e. those which sell the most. Those come from large Coca-Cola owns Minute Maid. Pepsi-Cola owns the equivalent of Minute Maid, and the name of the company escapes me. and the other big moats and those big, big, big parts of agribusiness will influence the FDA so that they'll say, oh, nothing wrong, don't worry about it, they're fine, because these guys are big contributors to political campaigns, these big agribusinesses. I'm going to tell you, I'm not even sticking my neck out on this one. I will virtually guarantee that if you're buying locally produced apple juice and apple cider, you will not find this to be as much of a problem, if a problem at all. I'm thinking right now of, and there's a difference, by the way, between apple cider and apple juice. There's a different process. Apple juice is filtered and pasteurized. Oftentimes, cider is not. So you have raw versus processed. And there is a difference there. I will tell you, as sort of a, I don't know if this is cutting edge information, I feed my cattle what is left from the process of making apple cider. The apples that have been squashed, squeezed, so there's not even a puree, it's sort of a solid. And it comes to the farm in 30-ton truckloads, and we feed it to the animal. We don't feed it to the milk cows because the milk would taste like apple juice. You'd have apple juice milk, and which I thought was kind of, we said laughingly, okay, let's feed it to some of the cows for a day and just see what we have for milk. But everybody said, what are you, crazy? It's going to taste like apple juice.
No,
they didn't want to do that. But in terms of feeding it to the other animals, it's high in nutritional content. Lots of vitamins in the apple and in what's left of the apples, and the cows love it. And so we feed it to the bred cows, we feed it to the heifers, that sort of thing. And they don't eat a lot of it. They know how much they have a taste for it, and they eat it. It's kind of like bread. Cows love bread. They like pastry of all sorts. And in other words, cows have a sweet tooth. And there's a natural sweetness in apples or in grapes and all of these fruits that the animals like. Why do you like the taste of apple juice? It tastes good, but why does it taste good? Because it's sweet. There are natural sweeteners in the juice that people like. You will find, however, if you look at the five leading brands, and I'm now sticking my neck out. But I wasn't sticking my neck out till this point, but I am sticking my neck out now. I'm going to guess that the amount of sugar and the type of sugar that's added to flavor the juice, the big brand, so that they make sure it's really sweet to the taste, that fructose, what do they call it, corn syrup, corn fructose, the corn syrup that they use to replace regular sugar is in the stuff. I'll bet if you've got some Mott's apple juice or you've got, look at some Minute Maid apple juice, look at the label. Here we are, back to the label. Look at the label. And I'm going to almost guarantee that you'll see high fructose corn syrup as an ingredient.
But some of them do have 100% pure juice
as
their product. So you think those are the ones that don't have the arsenic in them?
I think those you would find do not have as much arsenic. I'm not going to say they don't have any in them.
That's a great question. The Consumer Reports article did not subgroup it like that, but that would be fascinating to find out. Maybe get them on and we should ask them.
Hey, ask the questions. But look at the label, folks. That's what you want to do. And buy locally, as much as that's prejudicial.
Maybe onto something, Doug.
Yeah, thank you. Write that down. Michael! It's 10 before the hour. Write down, Dr. Ken said the Dr. Doug might be on to something. 888-553-7536. We're taking more of your calls in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
888-553-7536. Let's get at it with Dr. Ken here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing. For guaranteed freshness, go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What stories captivated the nation in 2011? Who made you cry? What was your guilty pleasure? And what shocked you? Find out what the most popular web searches have been, what people and stories captured our hearts and minds, and what will be hot in the coming year. Heather Caput, Yahoo Web Life Editor.
With Bin Laden's death and protests on Wall Street, upheavals and uprisings may define 2011, but search trends reveal pop culture was our escape from reality. Kim Kardashian got married and split. The world lost tech icon Steve Jobs. Casey Anthony was found not guilty, and Lindsay Lohan went back to jail. Through it all, though, the iPhone was the top search on Yahoo this year.
Want to find out more about this year's top searches and what will be hot in 2012? Check out yearinreview.yahoo.com to see highlights of top stories, searches, and trends based on what millions searched for, read, and shared. It's a great way to see what the world is up to online.
One 55 Dr. Ken, come join us. Answers to your healthcare questions from head to toe. Trained medical scientists, trained internists, trained cardiologists, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. Anything from head to toe, yourself, your parents, your kids, your grandparents. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. I've been in, rumbling around medicine for almost 30 years. Almost nothing I haven't seen. Easy to understand language. I'll talk to you. No bill, no paperwork. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536.
That's the number. Let's get back to our callers. David is in San Francisco with a question for Dr. Ken. Yes, sir, please. You're on the air. Let's help you out.
Well, morning, Dr. Doug and Dr. Ken.
Hi, David.
Hey, you know, I work with a nonprofit that works with nuclear issues, and as I understand it, cesium is something that is damaging to heart muscles. And the incident in Fukushima in Japan is apparently spreading a lot of cesium around, and there have been a lot of statistics about how many people died because of Chernobyl 25 years ago. You know, some of the statistics say that as many as 1 million people worldwide had been exposed to cesium, and that weakened their heart muscles, and they died early because of the exposure to cesium. And I'm wondering if there are any studies that can attribute what could be done to re-stimulate the heart, or bypass the cesium, or divert the cesium, or if you follow what I'm saying.
Well,
Is there a way to, if you've been exposed to the cesium, is there a way that you can re-stimulate the muscles to, avert any damage?
Well, fortunately, this is the kind of study which is unethical to be performed, and so we have very little information about this, and obviously here, prevention. If you're working around any radioactivity, you need to take the proper precautions, wear the proper badges that can sense this and measure what your exposure level is. And if it's getting beyond what it should be, which should be very low, then you need to get away and go do something else. Is this just a theoretical concern, or do you know, in fact, that you've had radioactive exposure?
Oh, no, it's... Cesium is actually, in the case of Chernobyl and also out there in Fukushima, when the radioactive material gets burnt and comes up as smoke, it'll come up as an ash. So this ash will then fly around the world and land on all sorts of different, you know, it could land on your vegetables. In fact, out there in Japan, within the 50-mile perimeter, there's this cesium ash that's landed all over everywhere, and you know, you can see in the news articles that the rice production and vegetables back in Chernobyl's day, the ash went all the way up to Lapland and Norway and Sweden and into Italy and all around. It actually got all around the world. So cesium is specifically a radioactive isotope that'll come out in ash, but it specifically goes to the heart muscles. It can affect the heart muscles specifically, and so many of the studies of cesium, it's said that over 1 million people died because of Chernobyl. The pro-nuclear people claim that only 17 people died.
Is there a question on us, because we're about out of time here?
Well, in the totality of it, just the statistics of exposure to cesium, yeah, it does weaken the heart muscles.
All right, so we'll leave it at that. Ken?
It's unclear. Some people talk about vitamin C may counteract this effect, but more study is needed in this area.
Vitamin C never hurt anybody. 59 past the hour. Good day.